One morning of late, hard by Billingsgate, there Dolly she happened to meet with young Kate. They quarreled and fought and made a sad rout. And if you would know, sirs, what it was about, I will tell ye. Last Wednesday night, young Kate did invite the husband of Dolly, her joy and delight, and merrily they did frolic and play a whole winter's night till the morning next day. Was it fitting? Your impudent groan, shall I lie alone? And you have delight while his poor wife has none. You savory young sow, I will not allow such doings, but here I will pommel ye now, ye bold strumpet. Mary Gap, Mistress Gill, my mind to fulfill, I'd have you to know he shall come when he will, and yet not by stealth, ye impudent elf. I have as much right to the man as yourself, he's no husband. I'd have ye know, before I do go, that I can a lawful certificate show. Thus I am his wife, the joy of his life. But you have between us created much strife, ye bold strumpet. A twelvemonth ye hoard, then he did afford a marriage by leaping twice over a sword. Your shams I degrade, for Robin he said that under a hedgerow that writing he made hopeful marriage. Ye pitiful troll, I never did gull like you the poor drummer last summer at Hull, and impudent stock went breaking his lock and stole the man's shirt for to make ye a smock, ye bold strumpet. Slut, this is a lie, she then did reply, but here is one truth which you cannot deny. Ye pitiful punk, last week ye were drunk, four men had ye home and they told me ye stunk like a polecat. Are you not ashamed to all of your name? All honest good people against you exclaim. You left your poor brats and went to the there lay with a man for a bushel of spirits out upon ye. I'll make ye to smoke for what ye have spoke, since you do so often my patience provoke. What flesh can forbear? Besides, I declare, your neighbors knows all well enough what you are, Mistress Trinkets. She gave her a thrust and said, do your worst. If you have much money that does lie and rust, why then go to law, I won't stand in awe. With that down her face she her talents did claw with a vengeance. The other she flew and gave her her due, first tore off her hood quoth and filleting too. They fight and did scold, and both kept their hold. At length in the kennel together they rolled, like two fat sows. The women and men soon parted then, and but them be friendly and quiet again. Their words did prevail, together they sail, and drink up two quarts of hot brandy and ale, in good friendship.